Much discussion around early childhood programming and services, both nationally and locally. Key community representatives joining in to discuss the local landscape, of course, system of care around early childhood in Kent County. We're doing that on a Tuesday. Today's Tuesday. What are we doing in early childhood in our community? Glad that you are here, Amy Turner.
Tolley,
Communications Director with First Steps Kent. Good that you are here, Amy. Good to see you. And First Steps Kent co-chair Kate Pugh Walters. Good morning to you, Kate.
Good morning, Shelley.
How's life?
Great.
Thank you.
Good. Amy, life is good with First Steps Kent as you getting the word out. And certainly, First Steps is, I remember when the campaign was first presented. Time flies when you're having fun.
Right. We've been at this in the community. Well, First Steps has been at this for more than a decade, but really our community's been working hard on this for about the last 20 years, recognizing that the earliest years of a child's life are critical for later success, not just academic success in school, but success long-term. It leads to higher employment rates, lower crime rates, and fewer people involved in the criminal justice system. So if we can invest in those early years, we know we get better outcomes. So our community has really been working hard on this for about the last 20 years.
Kate, what brings you to this leadership position?
Well, I got recruited 20 years ago. That's how it always happens. And you know what I saw in my role at the Steelcase Foundation is that we kept seeing issues around kids, that kids weren't ready to start school, that there had been dropout rates. And, you know, as Amy says, you can track what goes on with kids for so long. And in particular, what we were seeing was that kids were not ready for kindergarten. And so a group of people within the community started the First Steps Kent organization with a dream that all kids would be ready to start school and life. And kindergarten in particular, that they would be healthy, that they would be supported by family. And so we started to create a system whereby kids might and their families would have opportunity. And what we found was that there were a lot of gaps, even back then. And we started to look at, in particular, health care, early learning, having a dream that all of the programs that were doing great work could somehow be brought to scale to serve all of the children in Kent County.
How is Kent County doing?
Well, we're doing great in some ways. Kent County is really seen as a leader in this area in the state. 20 years ago, our Kent County Board of Commissioners was the first in the state to put general fund dollars to early intervention and prevention, recognizing how important this is. We still have significant gaps, though. We have a lot of excellent programs in our community that are getting good results, but they are not able to reach all of the children who need services, due largely to a lack of resources. You know, we make sure every child has third grade. We make sure every child has 10th grade. We don't make sure every child has access to the early childhood services and supports that are critical. So that's really a missed opportunity in our community. And we need to expand the capacity of those existing services that are getting great results. They need to be able to reach more than 150 kids here or 300 kids here. We have thousands and thousands of kids and families who need those services.
Building a broad coalition, including the parents, experts, healthcare, education, business. More on your significant progress, Kate?
The biggest piece of progress that we have made is getting approval by the Kent County Commission to put a ballot initiative on the ballot in just three short weeks, that is a 0.25 millage that will help pay for developmental screenings. It will help pay for home visiting. It will help pay for a system of one front door. It's so complicated in any community about where do parents go? You know, I've got an issue with my two-year-old, with my newborn. I'm not quite sure where to go. This will provide one front door. And the bottom line is that we will be able to be accountable. And those programs will be accountable as to whether they're working or whether they're not. So this, as we've talked about, a long time coming. This is a dream. It's not going to solve all of the problems. It is going to begin to address a significant portion of it. And to be able to say, all of us in Kent County think that this is an important issue. Early childhood is an important issue, and we want to be behind it. So look on your ballot. It's way at the end. It's a long ballot this year. Stand in line. Yep. Get your absentee ballot and go to the end of the ballot, read the initiative, and make your decision.
Is there a way to study that now in the comfort of my home?
There absolutely is. We have a website that's www.yesreadybyfive.com. That's the number five, yesreadybyfive.com, and people can get much more information about the ballot initiative there. It's called the Ready by Five Early Childhood Proposal.
Can you spend some time talking more about the gap analysis and perhaps the community response to gaps?
Sure. As Kate mentioned, some of the services that we know we need to have, we know we need to have developmental screenings for all children in Kent County. In developmental screenings, it's not like a hearing or vision screening that we think of where you go, you take a test, and that's it. It's something where a parent or another caregiver observes the child over time and recognizes physical development, emotional development, motor skills, cognitive skills, being able to speak and respond to different things. And we know we need all children to have that. Right now, only about 1 in 4 children across Kent County are getting regular developmental screenings. She also mentioned home visiting. We know that we are only reaching fewer than half of the children who would be eligible for home visiting services. And those are services where there's a teacher or a social worker or a nurse or some kind of parent educator who comes into the home and works with the family. It's always at the family's request, but comes into the home and supports the family and helps nurture strong parent-child attachment, early learning skills, and just helps create a positive routine in the home. So those services, we know we're not reaching nearly the numbers of children who need those services. We also have big gaps in preschool and childcare. We're doing great with 4-year-old preschool. Mm-hmm. The state, several years ago, Governor Snyder approved the Great Start Readiness Program for all 4-year-olds, and we're doing great. 3-year-olds, we have a huge gap. We don't have nearly enough 3-year-olds who have access to preschool and childcare. Any family who is trying to pay for childcare knows it's incredibly expensive to pay for quality childcare. So we're also working on some policy solutions to make quality childcare more affordable and accessible.
And all of these programs are ones that are proven to work. They're proven to have outcomes that show us lasting results. The other thing I guess I want to mention, Shelley, is that, you know, through this 20-year journey of helping to get the county to understand how important early childhood is and then get the message out to the community, this is not about politics with a capital P. This is about kids. It's not about Democrats or Republicans. There are business leaders that have been involved in this, educators, healthcare people, advocates, kids like people like me who have no children but care about the future. What we have seen is such a tremendous response among people who really want to make a difference in Kent County. And that's what's really important to me and has just been amazing.
So as we look to wind up, again, talking about this on a weekly basis because it's necessary, action items, get to know the ballot proposal.
Absolutely, absolutely. Get to know the ballot. Go online to Yes Ready by Five. You know, you can see sample ballots on the Secretary of State's website as well for your entire ballot. But go, be familiar. If you want to be a volunteer with the First Steps organization or with any other, we have plenty of links there. But get educated and then hopefully take advantage of the services that Kent County has to offer.
Great. Amy?
Yeah, we also, if parents are listening and want information about what they can do at home, there's another website I'm going to throw out there that's successstartsearly.org. successstartsearly.org. And that has a lot of information about services that are available to families, but also the things that we do in our everyday lives that make such a difference. Talking, counting, playing, reading, all of those things matter. You know, when you go to the grocery store and you talk about the cereal boxes and the colors you see and the images you see and the letters you see, all of that helps develop children's readiness for success in school and ultimately later in life. And we really want the community to understand that this is the whole broad spectrum. Anybody who's raised a child knows that you don't differentiate health is here, education is here. It's all together. It's the social emotional skills, it's the learning skills, it's making sure that children are healthy, and that's what we want to have for every child in Kent County. This is a huge opportunity for our community.
Tis our future, as you mentioned. Kate Pugh-Wolter's First Steps Kent co-chair, thank you for your good words.
Absolutely. Thank you, Shelley.
Amy Turner-Tully, Communications Director, First Steps Kent, thanks. What are we doing in Kent County to support young children and families? This topic, I think, a lot. Stay tuned. We'll talk about this next Tuesday as well. Enjoy your days.
Thank you very much, Shelley.